I'm not giving you any critical comments, but personal comments. I have chosen for today, I chose follower for very personal reasons in a way, because follower to me is a dear loving representation of my grandfather and myself as a child. My grandfather for years was a country veterinary. And to me, he was a permanent, in inverted commas, figure in a landscape. And in the poem, I relived, and every time I relive in my mind the shapes, the light of those mornings, the colors, smell, touch, even I relive the warmth of his shoulders under me, and the chill of air around us. It was that season of the year. And that, of course, reminds me of how much I owe to my grandfather, because I was the daughter of the asphalt, in a way, because I lived in a town. But up to my 15th birthday, I could have my grandfather. And so this poem is very, very dear to me. Mio padre lavorava con l'aratro a cavalli, le spalle inarcate, una vela spiegata tra stegole e solco. Tiravano i cavalli al suo schiocco di lingua. Un esperto. Metteva in posizione il versoio, inseriva la punta d'acciaio del vomero lucente, rotolava di lato la zolla, senza rompersi. In capo alla striscia una sola tirata di redini. La pariglia sudata girava e tornava indietro nel campo. Lui stringeva l'occhio e squadrava il terreno e faceva una mappa esatta del solco. Io caracollavo nella sua scia chiodata, cadevo qualche volta sulla lucida zolla. Ogni tanto mi portava a cavalcioni in spalla e andavo su e giù con il suo passo. Volevo diventare grande per sapere arare, chiudere l'occhio, irrigidire il braccio. Tutto quel che ho mai fatto era seguirlo per la fattoria nella sua grande ombra. Era un fastidio, inciampavo, cadevo, mugolavo continuamente. Ma oggi è mio padre che continua a barcollarmi dietro e non se ne vuole andare. The second one, La Lanterna di Biancostino, I love again because it reminds me of long, wide perspective of fields in another season of the year when winter makes everything wider. Of course, I know why, but our perception, visual perception, is wider. And then because in the whole lantern, I find that the power of words are there to open vistas, landscape. For instance, and when you say wintry, you open this distance of fields that you can see in winter, but you can see in summer because of all the leaves being there. And then another example, the contiguity of words like breath, plumes, frost, and they all make a human figure in the landscape again. And the human figure feeling cold, walking, posing, looking at the red berry, and transfiguring the red berry into a lantern. And this, I read it as an epitome of seeking and being sought by something that it is not really name, but is immanent and permanent. And that is what I like in the poem.
Brucia fuori stagione, il biancospino invernale. Mela degli spini, piccola luce per piccola gente che nulla più vuole da loro se non salvare dall'estinzione il lucignolo della dignità senza doverli accecare di illuminazione. Ma talvolta quando il fiato ti si impiuma nel gelo prende la forma itinerante di Diogene con la sua lanterna alla ricerca di un uomo giusto. Così tu finisci per essere scrutato da dietro il frutto che lui regge a altezza d'occhi appeso al tralcio e recedi davanti al suo nocciolo e polpa compatti, al graffio a sangue che vuoi ti provi e renda mondo, alla maturità beccata che ti esplora e passa oltre.
What I like to is the endings of so many of your poems, because they are really like being punched in the stomach. It's short and so effective.
Pardon.
And then the riddle. Now, that was a fluke, a piece of luck, I mean, because riddle being an homograph of two things, in fact. And the idea of a riddle is there, is in the idea of what a riddle does. And that was really, I say, a piece of luck, because in Italian you have a word that is il vaglio, which is basically, say, 70% the object, but 30% it belongs to the cluster of words where riddle would belong. So that was, as I say, was a fluke. And the other thing I like in the riddle, again, is the landscape it creates, the human figure, the figure in the landscape again, and then, of course, the via negativa, which is humble and very crafty at the same time. I give you an example. I cannot say what truth is. I cannot say what God is, but being a philosopher, because of course via negativa is that, I can say what God is not. I can say what truth is not, in a way. So I think actually, reading and rereading this poem, I hope I'm not going to cry, always gives me a thrill. So you see, I'm being very personal, but what gives me a thrill is the fact that this poem bridges the physical representation and the eidetic, not representation, but the eidetic power of men and women of using their minds. So really, all this becomes an eidetic vision. And this, as I say, gives me a thrill every time I read it. Il vaglio. Non l'hai mai visto usato, ma lo stesso senti passare e cadere il materiale scosso sulla rete. Zolle e germogli in una piccola ridda polverosa e sotto la pila grano a grano che cresce. Cosa sarà meglio? Quel che resta o quel che passa? Oppure è la scelta stessa a creare il valore. A gambe aperte e abile mano comincia un mimo per setacciare il senso delle cose dall'immaginato e far venire fuori quel che accadeva nella storia dell'uomo che portava acqua in un vaglio. Era colpevole ignoranza o era piuttosto una via negativa attraverso gocce e cadute? Thank you.